Bevysoft presents...
Grizzly Dogs Western Extravaganza!
The Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza is undoubtedly the most ambitious game for blind people ever. It does not require a screen reader for its operation, and it has a very simple keyboard interface, so you do not even have to be computer literate to use the software. Over the next little while, I'm going to be taking you through just some of the activities and adventures you can experience when you play Grizzly Gulch. And I'd very much like to thank Bevysoft for loaning the CD to me for evaluation. I will try and describe as much as I know about the game in the time available to me, but because so much effort has been put into the compilation of the software, not everything, of course, can be covered.
Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza is a virtual world set in the Old West, created purely from sound imagery. You will have the chance to meet and interact with many crazy characters as you explore the town of Grizzly Gulch. Would you like to settle into the saloon for a game of chance, or try to make a name for yourself upholding the law against some of the baddest outlaws in the West? It's all up to you.
It's really like nothing you've ever experienced before, and you'd need no vision at all to play this game. In order to play Grizzly Gulch, you need a computer running Windows 95, 98, 2000 or NT, a Pentium 60 or preferably better, 16 megabytes of RAM on the machine, a CD-ROM drive, of course, because the game is not downloadable from the internet, it's only available on a CD-ROM. You need 190 megabytes of hard drive space to accommodate the game. DirectX 6.1. This latter piece of software is included on the CD itself, but your stereo sound card, which is another core component, of course, must support DirectX 6.1. If you're not sure whether it does, you need to check with the manufacturer of your sound card. The other really important thing you need is either a pair of speakers well spaced apart, or I would say preferably a set of headphones. This is not only so you can appreciate the atmosphere of the town of Grizzly Gulch and also its environment, and I must say that both the sound effects and the dialogue are absolutely brilliant, but the gunfighting sequences comprise stereo effects to identify the location of enemies who you are fighting against, and we'll explain more about that as we go through. So because stereo effects are such a focal point of this game, I felt I'd be doing you a disservice if I didn't record it in stereo, so that's what I've done. If you're receiving this on cassette, then it has been duplicated in stereo, so you'd be getting the full benefit of this review if you put a pair of headphones on and started listening from this point. Unfortunately, though, if you're listening on the internet, it's absolutely impossible, I would say, for this review to be in stereo, so I do apologise for that. When you start the game and you've heard the opening sequence of music and help dialogue, you are invited to choose a player number. This is because games can be saved. Grizzly Gulch contains so many different storylines depending upon the situation you are confronted with that it can become very addictive, and it is very likely that you would not be able to complete the game in one session. So when you start, you are given a player number automatically, which you can use for selection later. You are then asked at which difficulty level you would like to play, and the difference between the two is simply the amount of money you get when you start, and the difficulty in terms of gunfighting. We'll get to that later. With the Kalpauk level, spelt K-A-L-P-A-U-K, you actually receive $50 to get started with, and that's the easiest level of gunfighting, although I have to say as you get through the various tasks and bounty missions that you are assigned by the marshal, you do have to be fairly quick on your feet, it has to be said. With the gunslinger level, you actually get no dollars at all to get started with, so we're going to go for the easy one first. And the other thing that I should explain before we get started is the keyboard interface that I was talking about a moment ago. You only need 5 keys for the operation of the whole game, despite all the features included. And they are the 4 arrow keys and the space bar. That is all you need to know. If you know where they are on the keyboard, you're able to play Grizzly Gulch. So as an example, at the moment it's asking me which player I am, and I'm obviously a new player at the moment, so I can press the right arrow key to cycle through my response choices, or I can use the left arrow, whichever I prefer, and the up arrow is used to select the choice you want. So pressing the right arrow key gives you the following choices.
New player.
New player.
Exit.
An exit. If you had a player number assigned to a previous game, you would get that number as well, and you'd also have an option to delete player if you wanted to do that. But I'll press the right arrow again.
New player.
Get to new player and press up arrow.
You'll be player number one. Choose a difficulty level.
So, as you can tell, no synthetic speech is being used here. It's professional voice talent that's used throughout the game. It's the Cowpulk level that I want, so I'm going to press the right arrow key because that's the first choice.
Cowpulk.
And I'm going to press the up arrow to confirm the choice.
You start with $50.
Hey, welcome to the town of Grizzly Gulch. My name's Sherman. I'll stick with you and help you out some along the way. If you need more help, be sure to check out the visitor center. Where to?
So we're in the town of Grizzly Gulch at the moment, and obviously you can hear the various sound effects of the town and people talking and greeting you in different channels, by the way. I can hear them in my left and right ears. And we can select from a variety of choices. Let's go through them, and I'll explain about them in turn. Pressing the right arrow key gives us...
The bank.
The bank is the first one. So we can do all sorts of things here, like deposit money in the bank if we had enough to do that. We can take out a loan, and that's highly likely we're going to be doing that very shortly. And, of course, we can withdraw money from the bank as well. It's always a good idea to put as much money in the bank as possible, I find, because it's very likely that you will come up against some enemies along the way, and they might try and steal the money off you. And if you've got quite a lot of it, if you've got thousands of dollars, it would be unfortunate if it were to be stolen if you weren't quick enough with your gunfighting. So it's always a good idea to put that in. Unless the bank's robbed, of course, in which case there could be a problem. But that hasn't happened to me. What else do we have?
Saloon.
The saloon. Every old town in the West apparently had a saloon, and Grizzly Gulch is no exception. Now, within the saloon, you can play four different games. There's poker, there's blackjack, which I think we're going to be playing. There's a game called the slot machine, and that's obviously fairly traditional. There's also something called the shell game, which I'm very addicted to at the moment. It actually does require a certain amount of concentration, because a coin is thrown either at the left of you, straight in front of you, or to your right. And there are also three shells placed in a row. And they are constantly being moved, and you can hear them through your headphones if you're listening with those. And you have to keep track of where the coin is at any given time, because at the end of the game you're asked where the coin is, and you have to select again from one of the three options. It's not easy, and there are three difficulty levels. There's a practice level where you don't really gain any financial reward. And there's a medium level and a hard level. And I'm up to the hard level on that at the moment, so I'm doing pretty okay on that. But we haven't got time to demonstrate it, unfortunately, in this review.
Marshal's office.
The Marshal's office is where you can be assigned various bounty missions. Once you actually impress the Marshal with your gunfighting ability, the Marshal can ask you to go and collect various robbers and bad guys that are lurking around the town and surrounding areas. For example, Stealing Steve. He's a pretty bad guy as well, and Big Bad Bob. You'll be told about those.
Hotel.
If you want to end the game at any time, you can do that. You go to the hotel and you can get a room for the night. The game is automatically saved and you can come back to it. When you do select your player number, you wake up in the hotel and you start from there.
General store.
The general store you go to when you actually need to buy something.
Visitor center.
If you need help in Grizzly Gulch at any time, you go to the visitor center and you get a complete spoken dialogue of help there. It's very extensive. Although I must say that there is a quick help facility as well. If you need help at any time, you can press the space bar, and that gives you instructions pertaining to where you are at the time. And I find this quick help facility more than adequate, and you generally don't need to visit the visitor center. Now, there is something else, and it's called the target range, and it's not showing it at the moment. And this is an interesting point. This is why the game is so interactive, because you get different options at different times in a lot of cases. The target range is around the back of the general store in the town of Grizzly Gulch, and you can actually practice your gunfighting abilities there before you get confronted with any bad guys. It should be noted as well that some of the places that we've just had a quick look at might not be open at this time. I should imagine the saloon would be open because we do have $50, although it does throw you out, by the way. They don't take credit. So if you go in there with no money, you're going to find that you're going to get thrown out fairly fast. But I bet if we went to the general store, that wouldn't be open. It'd actually tell us that it was closed, because it doesn't want us to actually buy anything at the moment. And also, if we went to the marshal's office, I'm sure he would be out catching bad guys right now, because we haven't impressed him enough, so we can't actually go into his office and see him. Let's go into the bank and see what happens.
The bank.
So I press the right arrow key to go to the bank and press the up arrow key to enter the bank. You can hear me walking. You can hear appropriate bank sound effects.
Welcome to the bank. I'm Cecil.
Reach for the sky. This here is a robbery. So long. Thanks for the money.
They got away with all the money. Well, looks like you're going to be okay. You should get yourself a gun. Could have helped us out. What can I do you for?
So there we had an unfortunate accident. We had robbers bursting into the bank and stole all our money. So we've actually got nothing at the moment at all. We've got no dollars. There was nothing we could do about it at all. We couldn't fight back because we don't have a gun. And we don't have anything, in fact. So the only thing we can do, I think, is take out a loan with the bank. So I'll press the right arrow key, and hopefully we're going to get that option. You don't always get it, but I'm fairly confident that we're going to in this instance.
Account status.
No good having the account status, because we don't have anything on us, and we don't have anything in our account.
Take out a loan.
Take out a loan sounds a good idea, so up arrow.
Bro, Sally and Fanny will be happy to give you a loan. How much were you looking to borrow?
So what should we borrow from Sally and Fanny? How about $100? Right arrow until you get to $100.
0, 10, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100.
Repeated presses of the right arrow key are getting the options. So $100 sounds good, so we'll press up arrow.
Okay, here's your $100. Now, yo, $100. And have. $100, Sonia. Anything else?
Anything else? I don't think so.
Leave.
So we've got a leave option.
Pay off your debt.
Pay off your debt.
Account status. Leave.
So notice by me pressing the right arrow that the take out a loan option is no longer available to us. So I'll press up arrow.
Yep, so long.
Where to?
The general store is next on the agenda.
The bank. Saloon. Marshal's office. Hotel. General store.
An up arrow. With any luck, we should be able to buy a gun.
Welcome to Red's General Store.
Looking for a gun, huh? Well, we got a secondhand gun here for $50. Could come in handy in this kind of town. You interested?
Are we interested? Too right we are. So we've got our usual options here.
Yep.
Or
no.
Okay, so it's a yes.
Yep.
And up arrow.
Here you go. Now you be careful with that. You might want to try that there gun out on the practice range behind the store.
Where to?
I think the target range would be an ideal place to go next. The target range is going to really stand you in good stead for when you want to start fighting with enemies in gunfighting situations. What happens in a gunfighting situation, I'll tell you now, is that you're being told that you're going to be attacked or you're going to be confronted with a robbery. And then you hear the sound of your gun, which always starts in the centre, and you hear a click sound like this. And that indicates where you are. And then you start hearing your enemies coming at you from a variety of different directions. And there can be two or even three coming at you at one time. So your reactions need to be fairly speedy in order to respond to those enemies and get them before they get you. So if you hear someone coming at you from the left, then you obviously press the left arrow key and that moves your gun over to where they are. Then you can press the up arrow key in order to shoot them. If they're coming at you from the centre, then obviously you need to make sure that your gun is in the centre of your ears, so to speak. And when you're ready, again, you can press the up arrow key. And again, if they're coming at you from the right, then you need to move your gun over to the right-hand side. The Kulpulk level just gives you enemies coming at you from the left, centre or right. The Gunslinger level, which is more difficult to remember, ensures that people attack you from the far left, near left, the centre, near right or far right. And I can assure you that actually is quite difficult to master. So how do you know where the enemies are? What do they say? Well, there's quite a few things that they actually do. For example, they'll say things like,
"I see him,"
or even,
"I'm a-coming to get you."
And you could hear them say,
"How to meet your maker."
When you do shoot the enemy, you hear, There's also something else which could confuse you. Especially in the bank, there are obviously going to be other people there, innocent bystanders, and they speak as well, and you obviously don't want to shoot them. That would be a very dangerous thing to do. You could get thrown out of the bank if you do that, and you wouldn't want that. Now, the innocent bystanders say things like,
"Don't shoot."
So it's very important that you're not confused by them and you don't shoot them as well. So there's a lot to consider. The idea of the target range is that bottles are thrown in the air and you have to point your gun in the appropriate direction from where you can hear the bottles coming from and fire your gun. What's going to happen is the person in the target range is going to say, "Prepare." And then you'll hear where the bottles are, and you have to move your gun over to the right point, and then press the up arrow key to start firing.
Target range.
And we'll press up arrow.
Welcome to the Dargomatic 1800. Prepare.
Try again.
One thing that I actually do, which is quite useful, particularly in the gunfighting situation, is just a little tip, is sometimes you do get substantial gaps between when the people come at you. So I always make sure that my gun is back in the center when possible. And that means that if anyone's coming at me from the left or the right, my response time is going to be a lot quicker. So that may be one thing you want to do. It's asking me whether I want to try again or not. Well, I don't. I think we've had enough of that. I did that absolutely perfectly. So I'm going to press the right arrow.
Yep.
And once again,
no,
we don't want to do that again. So I'll press up arrow.
Where to?
So I'm fairly confident now that I could easily fight off these bad guys. So we're going to go back to the bank now because that's where they're likely to be, because they'll know that if we're going in there, it's going to be something to do with money.
And I think we've got enough money on us now, so we'll go back in there and try and kill them. We will get a reward for this, by the way. We'll get a $50 reward if we do manage to kill them off, which is good. And I must point out that if you accept bounty missions from the Marshal, then you will get rewards. And according to the difficulty of the mission, that will be reflected in the award that you get. Let's go back to the bank.
The bank.
And I'll press up arrow. Now, we're going to be confronted with this robbery.
Hi, welcome to the bank. I'm Cecil.
Reach for the sky! This here is a robbery!
Help us, stranger.
I see me! Hurry down! I see you!
Got me!
I see him.
Had him in Jamaica.
Shot me.
Don't shoot.
He bled. He got me.
I see him.
I'm coming to get you.
I see him.
Shot me.
Right down.
Had him in Jamaica. Shot me.
I'm coming to get you. Oh, he shot me.
Hey, they got us surrounded. Let's get out of here.
Nice shooting. Thanks. Here's a little reward. I'm impressed. You know what? I won't tell the Marshal about you. If you ever need a favor, come see Cecil. What can I do you for?
Notice that the banker's impressed and he's going to tell the Marshal about us. So that is an indication that we are now worthy of taking on a special job from the Marshal, so we'll sort that out in a moment. We better leave the bank, I think.
Leave. Yep, so long.
Where to? Marshal's office.
So you're the one old Cecil over at the bank was telling me about. According to him, you're pretty handy with a gun. Now that you've proven yourself, I'm going to trust you with a bounty mission, if you're up to it. Seems finger-licking Freddy and his gang been stealing chickens from old man Morton's chicken coop again. I need you to go out there and bring him back. Be careful, he's awfully mean, especially when he hasn't eaten. Reward's $100. It's pretty far, you're going to need a horse to get there. Why don't you come back when you get one?
So, we need a horse, and you can guess where we're going to get that from. That's a general store.
Saloon, Marshal's office, hotel, general store.
Right arrow 5 times to get there, of course. And here we enter the general store, and the bouncer offers us a horse.
I heard you needed a horse. I got a great one out back. I'll let her go for about $100. I gotta pay my student loan. You interested?
So I'll press the right arrow.
Yep.
And here we go.
Here you go. She's been real good to me, so you take care of her.
Where to?
So we better go back now to the Marshal's office.
The bank.
Now we've got the horse.
Saloon, Marshal's office.
I think that horse of yours could make this trip. You interested?
Yes, we're interested.
Yep.
Well, okay. Good luck.
You set out with your horse.
And then you get this piece of music. We're obviously going somewhere on our horse before we get to finger-licking Freddy. If you want to stop that, you can press the down arrow at any time.
I smell chicken. You must be near finger-licking Freddy's hat. There it is, straight ahead.
Here we go.
Always interrupting finger-licking Freddy in the middle of dinner. You're gonna pay.
He shot me. He got me.
I see him.
He shot me.
I see him.
I hope they serve chicken in jail.
Uh, Oh, thank goodness we got him. As I was saying, if you want to stop the help or any extraneous dialogue at any time, you can always press the down arrow key and that'll silence it.
You got him! Nice job! Here's your reward! Got another job for you, but this one's even farther away. You're gonna need a saddle. Let me know when you get one. Come on, finger-licking Fred. I got a people coop for you.
There's all sorts of assignments, as I say, and you require different levels of money to get them. I think the saddle for the horse, for instance, is about $150, and I don't know that we have that right now. We can always go back to the bank, of course, and check how much we've got. Some of the characters can help you at different times as well, of course. They may have different things that can help you along the way. But you have to go and ask them first in different parts of the town. So that's another bit of a challenge. Before we check into the hotel for the night and end this review of Grizzly Gulch, perhaps we ought to have a quick game of blackjack in this saloon. So I'll press the right arrow key.
Thanks.
Saloon.
There's the saloon, an up arrow to enter that.
Morning to you.
Good morning. I think they need a can of oil at Grizzly Gulch. All the doors seem to squeak.
Welcome to the Silver Dollar Saloon. My four nephews will be happy to assist you in such games as blackjack, poker, slots, or the shell game. Well, what do you want to play?
Well, I think blackjack is the easiest game to play. If you've never played the game before, the object is to get a total of 21. You're playing against the computer, obviously. If you can't get 21 with any available cards, then you have to get the highest score. There are other rules as well, which we may come across as we go along. But let's press the right arrow.
Play blackjack.
And that is the first option, play blackjack. So up arrow to start the game.
Hi, I'm Skeeter, and welcome to my blackjack table. Saddle on up here, partner, and best of luck to you. You're gonna need it.
You got $50. Place your bets. Current bet is $2.
So you have to select a bet, obviously. The current bet is $2, and we have $50. So we need to press the right arrow key.
4, 6, 8, 10.
Repeatedly to increase the bet. The maximum you can have is 20. We'll stick with $10. That's fairly safe.
Your card. 7, 2, you got 9. Dealer showing, queen.
So we've got the first two cards, which have been dealt us, a 7 and a 2, so that's 9. The numbers are randomly generated by the computer. The queen is the first card that the dealer has. Okay, so we're fairly safe to progress on. We can hit, which means select another card. Stick means stay where you are. So we're going to take a hit.
Hit.
And
5.
You got
14.
Dealer showing queen.
So there's still room for improvement. We're still on hit, so I'll press up arrow again.
7.
You got
21.
Dealer's down card,
king.
Dealer total,
20.
You win.
Round over.
You got $60. Place your bets. Current bet is
10.
I'm going to increase the bet this time.
12. 14. 16. 18,
20.
I like betting fairly high. And this is one of the points I think they could include. It is possible to go down very quickly from 20 to 0 so that you can quit the game by a press of the down arrow, as we'll demonstrate in a moment. However, it's not possible to go from 0 to 20 by a press of the down arrow. And I think that'd be a little useful feature to include for those of us who like to live dangerously. Anyway, we'll press the up arrow.
Your card. Queen.
Jack.
You got
20.
Dealer showing
5.
Well, they're fairly good cards, so I'm going to stick there. I don't think there'd be any advantage to us if we went for another card.
Hit. Stick. Dealer's down card.
3.
Dealer total.
8.
Dealer draws.
8.
Dealer total.
16.
Dealer draws.
6.
Dealer total.
22.
Dealer busts.
All right, it's about time.
Couple of more hands like that, and I may not have to kill them.
You win!
Round over.
You got $8. Place your bets. Current bet is 20.
You do get these odd little bits of comedy in there as well, by the way, which is kind of interesting. We're going to quit while we're ahead there, so I'm going to press the down arrow.
Quit.
And then up arrow.
You're walking away a winner with $80. Well, so long. Come on back now if you ever want to try again.
Well, what do you want to play?
We're going to leave the saloon.
Leave the saloon.
And you can press left arrow to get there quickly, and up arrow.
Come on back and see us sometime.
I think, really, we've run out of time as far as this review is concerned. So what we need to do is get our game saved. And we do that, don't forget, by going to the hotel.
Range, visitor center, general store, hotel.
And I'll press the left arrow this time to get to the hotel, because that was a little bit nearer, maybe. And I'll press the up arrow key. We'll walk into the hotel.
Morning to you. Hello and welcome to the hotel. Would you like a room for the night?
Yes, we do.
Yep.
Okay, right upstairs. Sleep tight now.
In conclusion, it's really obvious to me that Bavisoft are totally committed to providing superior quality software for visually impaired people. They tell me that they plan to release at least two other games this year. All I can say is, if Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza is their first attempt at compiling games, I'd really like to see the rest of them. The product sells for $49.95, and you can purchase it by going direct online to www.bavisoft.com, from where you can also get much more information. I also believe that in the near future, Computer Room Services here in the UK will become an official dealer of Bavisoft and will therefore be stocking the products. If you would like more information about that, you should contact Computer Room Services on 01438 742 286 or email info@comproom.co.uk. Obviously, because Computer Room Services is the company of Steve Nutt, who is visually impaired himself, we would like to support him in whatever way that we can. So if you're a UK resident and you would prefer to buy from Computer Room Services, then that obviously is the way to go. And you don't have to be online on the internet in order to purchase the Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza. Steve would also be able to tell you the UK price as far as this game is concerned. So is there anything in the game I find particularly annoying? Well, just a couple of things, really. I've already mentioned the feature I'd like incorporated into the saloon option. There is something else, and that is, when you are starting a new game as a new player, you get a lot of dialogue that you don't actually need. There is no way of actually skipping it at all. Pressing the down arrow key in that situation doesn't seem to stop the dialogue. For instance, I've selected a new player now, and if I select even the gunslinger level...
Gunslinger.
...and press up arrow...
You start with nothing.
You start with nothing.
When you are asked a question, you...
Yet you still get all this dialogue. Now it's saying you can press the left and the right arrow to cycle through your response choices. And logic would suggest that if you were working even at the gunslinger level, you would have some kind of experience in this game anyway, and you wouldn't need this extra dialogue. Another little quirk is that the quick help facility, which you get by pressing the spacebar, doesn't seem to work in the target range. When you actually press that, it gives you help about the general store. And I know that the target range is at the back of the general store, but there's a certain protocol you need to observe in the target range, and that help isn't given to you, it seems. I really enjoyed playing the Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza. Well, I haven't finished yet. I've nowhere near completed all the tasks, and I certainly haven't entered into the gunslinger level of this game because I've only had it just a few days. But nevertheless, I can see its potential and I'm very much looking forward to any further products that Bavisoft may care to release in the near future.
accessible interactive arcade games of this nature can only be good news for blind and partially sighted people, and Babisoft should be highly congratulated for their efforts.